sisterly countries, as I have heard from members of delegation. I want to take a few minutes, Mr. President, to highlight one important factor. Many members of the participating member states today highlighted the importance of the judgment which was delivered by our Supreme Court, making consensual sexual relations among males unconstitutional recently. It is important to highlight that in the proceedings of that case in our Supreme Court, the proceedings of the Human Rights Council of 2018 were produced before the court. This, I am saying this to highlight that our proceedings here in this chamber is not only for our own consumption, it helps other institutions in their decision making. It was important for me to highlight that today. Mr. President, thank you for giving me once again the floor. Allow me therefore, as concluding remarks on behalf of Mauritius delegation and in my personal name, to reiterate our sincere thanks to all delegations for their constructive participation as well as for rich discussions. We have had over 120, if my counting is good, we have 122 participating countries, and I wish to thank all delegations. In particular, my delegation is grateful for the warm expressions of friendship and goodwill towards Mauritius. I also wish to extend appreciation to the members of the Troika, including the rapporteur, for the time and kind consideration that they are devoting to the UPR of Mauritius. I extend my appreciation to you personally, Mr. President, and the Secretariat for the smooth preparation and conduct of our review. We look forward to working closely with the Troika and the Secretariat in the coming days with regard to the recommendations received. The experience and insights shared today will no doubt help us continue promoting the human rights of our citizens. This exercise has provided us with a good opportunity to evaluate the reaction of the international community to the efforts of the government of Mauritius for the promotion and protection of human rights. With a great degree of humility, that there is much recognition for our efforts, but we shall not be self-complacent, and we will continue to further promote and protect human rights of our citizens. Mr. President, no country should feel that it is above international law, and it is not, and that it is not accountable to its obligations as set out in the UN Charter and various UN human rights treaties and resolutions. The Confucian classic text entitled Great Learning teaches us that, I quote, a state does not take material gain as its interest, but take righteousness as its interest, unquote. As I said earlier, the commitment of the government of Mauritius to abide by human rights norms has been enshrined in our constitution, as well as in the legislative architecture of our judicial system. There can be no departure from these norms and values. Mauritius is a democratic society where education contributes, among others, to social mobility and advancement. We do not have hierarchical structures based on appartenance to groups or castes, and our laws treat everyone equally, including migrants. It is to be recalled that Mauritius is a founding member of the Human Rights Council. And as a founding member, Mauritius participated actively in the negotiations and adoptions of UNGA Resolution 60/251, establishing the Human Rights Council, as well as Human Rights Council 5/1, establishing the modalities of the UPR. We are pleased to note that 19 years since its establishment, the UPR of the Human Rights Council has been and continues to be a success story. The UPR process has illustrated that Mauritius remains committed to the observance of the highest standards of human rights. As a small island developing state with limited resources, the constant struggle of Mauritius is to find a balance in the attribution of resources that will support the economic, social, and cultural advancement of its citizens. Indeed, the negative impact of climate change, food insecurity, geopolitical conflicts, which render us increasingly vulnerable, compete with our own domestic strains. Nonetheless, against these challenges, I wish to reiterate the commitment of the government of Mauritius to continue striving for enhanced promotion and protection of human rights, not only at the national, but also at the regional and international levels. We wish to extend our appreciation to all for what we consider having been a successful UPR of Mauritius. We look forward to continuing working with the United Nations, including the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, for the promotion and protection of human rights. Before I end, Mr. President, allow me to thank particularly my delegation. Particularly, I have to highlight the four very strong ladies sitting next to me, without whom I would have surely fainted during this process. I thank you all once again.
Agradezco a la delegación de alto nivel de Mauricio por su presentación y su participación en este